请弟兄姊妹打开罗马书第十二章。
Well, sisters, please turn to the book of Romans, chapter 12.
Roma 书十二章，我们请读第一节、第二节。
Book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当个活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice.Acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the word of God is, that which is good.And acceptable and perfect.
好，我们再请看约翰一书第二章。
Please turn to 1 John chapter 2.
第二章我们请看十二节。
Please turn to verse 12.
对不起，第二章我们看十五节。
I'm sorry that we're going to look at chapter 2, verse 15.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
好，我们低头一起祷告。
Let's bow our head.
主，我们读了你宝贝的话语，我们求你把智慧启示的灵赏赐给我们。
Father, as we have read your holy word, we pray that you give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们说的、翻译的、听的，我们真是都有启示的灵在我们里面。
So that he who speaks, he who translates, and he who listens, we all receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
好，让我们早晨这样的聚集，主你自己亲自把你生命的话说在我们里面。
May you speak the word of life in us in this morning.
这是让我们一起在这里得着供应，得着你的帮助祝福。
So that we will be all.Provided by your grace and be helped.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们说到一个人重生得救以后。
We mentioned that after a person was saved,
他在开始走一条基督徒生活的道路。
He starts to walk on the Christian path.
或者我们也说，当一个人信主十年、二十年、三十年以后
，or we say a person after he believed in the Lord for 20 or 30 years，
我们要问说，他能够过一个正常基督徒的生活吗
？And we want to ask, can that person live a normal Christian life？
换句话说，我们怎样让我们的一生能够让神的工作成就在我们的身上？
In other words, how can we allow God's work be done in us?
因为神拣选我们有他一个荣耀的旨意。
So when God chose us, He had this glorious purpose for us.
他要把他儿子的荣美做在磨成在我们的里面。
He wants to impress upon us the glory of His Son.
好让我们这些人在地上能够见证，能够彰显他儿子的丰满。
So that we can be testimony and to reveal the fullness of his son.
所以上次我们讲到浅浅的说到罗马书的罗马书十二章的第一节。
So last time we mentioned briefly Romans 12 and verse 1.
我们是否看到罗马书第一节十二章第一节跟我们讲到了我们生活往前走的第一步。
Because chapter 12 verse 1 tells us the first step we need to take for this Christian walk.
这里保罗说要我们献给神。
Here it says Paul urges to present ourselves to the Lord.
将我们身体当作活祭献上给神。
So we present our bodies as a living and holy sacrifice.
他这里说到是全人的献上。
Here it talks about the whole being of.
就说到我们一个人整个主权的转移。
It talks about the sovereignty, transfer of our sovereignty.
不单单说我们奉献时间、金钱、我们的智慧。
It's not merely our time, our wisdom, and our energy.
而是一个全然的摆上。
It is our whole being we need to be sacrificed.
换句话说，我们不再有自己的主权。
In other words, we will not control our life anymore.
神掌管我们的主权。
It is the Lord who controls us.
比方说，我们今天来到这里聚会。
For example, today we are here to meet.
我们是身体到场了。
We know that our body is here.
我们的灵我们的心思意念也在这儿
Our spirit, our mind, our heart should be all here as well
我们是全人都在这儿
Our whole being is present here
当你身体在这儿以后你不能说我在这个当然有时候我们心思会转移了
You cannot say that my body is here but my mind is somewhere else
但你不能说我今天在家里就好了我人在家里但是呢我的心在这儿
Or you cannot say, you know,I'm going to stay home, but my spirit will be with you in the church.
这个全然的奉献，全人的献上，就是说我们这个全人完全交在神的手中。
So if when you talk about present your body, it talks about our whole being.
换句话说，这个主日是归神的。
In other words, this Lord's Day is Lord's.
那么我们上次提到活祭呢，是一个不断献上的。一直不停的献上的一个祭。
As we mentioned that the living sacrifice means continual sacrifice.
它不像旧约里面是一个死的祭，僵化的。
It's not like a Old Testament the sacrifice died.
或者说一个教条的一个外面的形式的。
It's not just a formality or a ritual.
它是在我们得到这个复活生命的能力里面，我们把自己献上。
Actually, it is in the power of resurrection life we offer ourselves.
这个祭是一个天天的祭
This is a daily sacrifice
所以我们说它是活的祭
So we say this is a living sacrifice
那么借着这个献上活祭呢神悦纳我们这样的献祭所以罗马书说这是理所当然的侍奉
So God accept our living sacrifice and Romans tell us that this is an acceptable sacrifice to the Lord
他说你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的
He says it is your spiritual and reasonable service of worship.
是理所当然的一个敬拜。
It is a reasonable worship.
换句话说，我们的一生就在神的手中，我们一生的年日就是为着侍奉神、敬拜神。
In other words, that all through our life is about serving the Lord, worshiping the Lord.
这是神呼召我们的目的。
This is the purpose of His calling.
那么我们今天要来。读一下第二节，我们一起来温习第二节。
Today I would like to review the second verse.
很多时候我们感觉在一个基督徒生活，在行在这条路上的时候，我们也有诸般的软弱。
Oftentimes we feel that we're really weak as we walk the Christian walk.
我们常常觉得有很多的事物，世界上很多事把我们的心占去。
Our heart often is distracted by these things of the world.
所以保罗在这里说，不要效法这个世界。
So Paul said here says, "Do not be conformed to the world."
世界呢，我们也说到是世代。
We also mentioned that the world also means the age, the generation.
在加拉太书一章那里说，这个罪恶的世代。
In Galatians, it says the evil generation.
我们也可以说是时代。
We also can say this is generation or age.
就是我们所生活的这个时段。
It is the period of time that we live in.
那我们说什么是世界呢？
So we said again, we asked again, what is world?
我们说到世界的时候，我们就想到有物质的世界，有精神的世界。
When we talk about world, we know that there's a physical world, there's a spiritual world.
还有宗教的世界。
And there's also a religious world.
所以世界好像一个系统，包罗万有。
We know that the world is a system that includes everything.
所以我们从小长大，我们生活在这个世界上。
So since we were young, we grew up in this world.
我们渐渐地形成了我们一个世界观。
Gradually, we have this, our personal view of this world.
换句话说，经由我们对客观世界的认识，我们渐渐地对这个世界有一个反应，有一个认知。
Through our observation, and we have this acquired knowledge about this world.
我们渐渐形成一些我们对这个世界的一些价值观。
And we form a value system based on the world we observe.
我们一面说到这些价值观就指导了你我生活的一些行为准则。
And this value system controls our principle of our life.
所以我们也说这个生活行为的模式就是你我的我们讲的人生观。
So we talk about this outlook of life.
那么我们要看到世界到底对我们有多少的影响呢？
So let's talk about the influence of this world. How much it has influenced us?
我们说包罗万有，说也说不完。
We just mentioned that it is very inclusive. We can never say enough of it.
如果我们单单说我们常听见的说名利地位。
We often mention the fame, rich, and position.
还有娱乐。
And also entertainment.
我们说到这些的时候，我们说这些事情是不好的吗？还是好的？
When we mention these things, do you think they are good things or they are bad things?
如果说你在一个公司，你正正当当的，经过你的努力，那么公司把你提升。
Say you work in a company and you work very hard and in the proper means and the company reward you.
你诚实的做人。
You deal with the people honestly.
那你这个地位不是有没有错的。
And the position you acquire in the company is a good thing.
如果说你在学校，你在公司做研究。
Or if in the school or in the company you study, youperformance research.
你发明了一个成果。
And you invented something.
你出名了。
And you became famous.
这是你正当的、正常的得到的名。
So through this right way, you gain fame.
你有正当的娱乐。
And also there's a proper entertainment.
你喜欢打高尔夫。
Maybe you like to play golf.
你锻炼身体。
You like to have some exercise.
这个很正常。
It's very normal.
那么我们基督徒要对这些世界的东西要怎么看呢？
But how we as Christians view these worldly things?
我举个例子说，如果说我打高尔夫，我打到礼拜天都着迷了。
For example, I would say I would like to play golf, and I also play on Sundays.
那这个世界对我的影响就很大。
Then this world has great influence in me.
如果我对那个地位已经看得成我一生追求的目标，
and also if I view position as a goal of my life，
我对那个钱财成为我生活的中心，
or I allowed rich wealth become the center of my life，
我对那个荣誉那个名声已经看得重过我的生命，
also I regard fame more than my own life，
那我们就被世界所霸占了。
Then we know that the world has control, sway over us.
因为我们蒙召出来是跟随主走这个属天的道路。
Because we are called to follow the Lord in this heavenly path.
神的计划是要我们与天有联系。
God's plan is that we can be connected to heaven.
神要我们思念上面的事。
God wants us to think about things above.
不要思念地上的事。
Do not think about things of the earth.
神不喜欢我们模棱两可。
God does not want us to be on both sides.
一面我们侍奉神，一面我们又要侍奉马门。
On one side we serve the Lord, on the other we serve also the wealth.
换句话说，在神的眼中，我们要有天就没有地。
So in God's eyes, if we have heaven, then we don't have earth.
我们有地，我们就不可能有天。
If we have own this earth, then we will not own the heaven.
如果地吸引我们的心
，If this world, this earth attracts our heart,
我们对天就会淡漠。
Gradually, we'll lose the interest in heaven.
如果地霸占我们的心
，If this earth controls us,
天的思想在我们里面就减少。
Then the heavenly thoughts will diminish in us.
所以我们看见说，神呼召我们是来做属天的儿女。
So we see that God called us so that we become heavenly children.
神要我们进入与他儿子那个生命的关系里面。
God wants us to enter into a relationship with his son.
神不要我们做属世的儿女。
God does not want us to be children of this world.
所以保罗接下来说，叫我们不要效法。
So here Paul says, do not be conformed.
这个效法这个字呢，我们也说是磨成。
You know, this follow, the word in Chinese translated says follow, actually means to be conformed.
在罗马书八章二十九节那里说，磨成神儿子样式。
We know the chapter 8, verse 28 says, to be conformed into the image of his son.
这个字在这里也是一个字。
So they're the same word as in here.
所以我们看见世界像一个模型，要让我们渐渐磨成世界的样子。
So we know this, this world is like it has a form and want us to be conformed to it.
如果我们跟着世界的潮流随波逐流走的话呢，我们就渐渐磨成世界的样子。
So if we follow the current of this world, then we will be conformed to the image of this world.
我们会在这个世界的这个人事当中，我们在这系统里面，我们来调整，我们来适应自己。
So we want to adjust ourselves in this world through their, the things and their system.
然后我们可能会成功，可能会发达。
So we may, become successful and we may be prosperous.
这个是非常现实的一件事情。
It is very realistic.
我讲一个例子，我有一个客户在那个苏州。
Let me, give an example. I have a customer who lives in, China's Suzhou.
他两夫妻呢，以前是养鱼的。
This couple they used to be a fish farmer.
后来开了一个小工厂，就做那个纸杯纸。
And then they opened a factory to manufacture the paper cups.
做纸盘呢，纸碟这些。
You know, like a paper plates.
前几年我回去看见他呢，他工厂规模很大了。
Few years back, I went to visit them and the factory grow larger.
他说杨先生你知道吗我这现在为什么做那么好、
He said, Mr. Young, do you know that how come I become so prosperous?
他说我现在终于醒悟过来我必须跟苏州市的官员要打交道。
So now, I realized that I had to deal with these officials in Suzhou government.
他没有办法说他年节在那儿很诚诚实实的做他的生意。
He cannot, manage his business honestly and to be prospered.
世界对我们基督徒有很多的影响。
We know this world has a lot of influence in us.
我早晨从对面街走过来，走进会所。
This morning that I walked across the street, come to the meeting.
我在想说，世界是不是关在门外了？
So I talked to myself, is that the world is already shut out of this place?
我是不是来到这个聚会当中，我把鞋子脱掉了。
Did I take off my shoes when I entered this holy place?
我有把世界关在门外吗
？Did I shut this world outside of this door?
我的心思意念里面有把世界带进来了吗
？Did my mind bring the world into this place?
我们看见今天教会的世俗化是越来越厉害。
We notice how this. The church has become the worldly place.
很多我们世界的为人处事，我们世界的很多观念都渐渐的进到教会里面来。
We know this, the principle of this world entered the church.
这个世俗化就渐渐让你我的心对属灵的事、属天的事渐渐淡漠。
So these worldly things gradually, make us, feel the heavenly things become, less important.
让人看见我们说，哎。这个人也是跟我们同样在埃及的嘛。
So people see us, they think, we are one of them.
如果说我们 身上带着很多埃及的气味，我们怎样在神的家中来做敬拜？
So we smell like Egyptians. So how can we worship the Lord in the in God's house?
所以保罗接下来说，我们需要心意更新变化。
So Paul says here is that we need to renew our mind.
这是一个积极的一面。
So this is a positive side.
我们说到心意的时候呢，它包含了很多的内容。
When we talk about mind, it includes a lot of things.
他说到我们的精神。
It talks about our spirit.
说到我们的心。
It talks about our heart.
说到我们的智慧。
About our wisdom.
我们的见解，我们的意志。
Our knowledge and our will.
我们的意念，意向。
And our thoughts.
我们的主张，我们的目的。
Our opinion and our purpose.
他也说到我们一些我们常说心思的一个倾向
and also our inclination
yeah, mindset 心思的倾向
mindset.
他常常主导了我们做人做事的一些方法
so it formed the principle that how we live this world
心思我们简单简归结说是人对着事物对着人一些的看法一些的态度
so the mind actually is attitude that we haveTowards the things and people.
也说到他做事的一些方法，一些手段或怎么说。
We also talk about these methods we adopt.
所以更新在这儿是积极的一面，说到我们怎样离开这个世界。
So renewing means that it talk about very positive side, how we can leave this world.
更新是不停止的进行。
Renewing means that it is continual.
它是一个进行式的。
It is in progress.
而且他说到我们从性质上一个根本的更新。
It talk about we renew in very basic way is in our nature.
比方说到一个旧的人更新成为一个新的人。
It talk about as an old man being renewed become a new man.
读原文的人告诉我们，更新这个字呢，在新约圣经里面还有第二处，在提多书的三章五节。
Those who understand the original language tell us that this the word renewal happened second time in Titus.
提多书那里说到圣灵的更新。
In the Titus chapter 3 verse 5 it says renewed by the Holy Spirit.
与我们这里说到心思的更新是同一个字，原文。
It talk about you use the same word here.
我们要借着圣灵更新我们的灵。
So by the Holy Spirit, we need to renew our spirit.
圣灵也更新我们的心思意念。
And the Holy Spirit also renew our mindset.
我们的心思意念需要在圣灵的管理引导下面。
So our thoughts, our mindset should be put under the control of the Holy Spirit.
这样我们能够我们的意心思意念会渐渐被更新。
Then our mind will be renewed gradually.
这个就像我们生命的规律一样。
It's like the rules of our life.
它是一个新陈代谢的一个过程。
It has metabolism. It renew by itself every day.
我举个例子哈，年轻时候我们很喜欢这个古典音乐、流行音乐。
Let me use an example that when we're young, we like classic music. We like rock and roll.
我们对古典音乐，我们可以坐在那儿听一晚上。
We can listen whole night to the classic music.
那个时候是听唱片啊，现在没有了。
At the time we listen from this vinyl.
那么信主以后呢，我们还是有时候也听。
After we become Christians, occasionally we listen to that classic music also.
我记得我还买了那个贝多芬的交响乐的九个，那个时候已经是那个录音带。
I remember that after I become a believer, I still bought the videotape of Beethoven's Symphony 9, Ninth Symphony.
但是年日慢慢过去了，我们里面感觉说这些东西渐渐的不再吸引我们。
But as the years pass by, gradually it loses the attraction to us.
圣灵更新我们里面的人。更新我们的心思
because Holy Spirit renews our mind renews our this person
渐渐的我们会很喜欢圣诗
gradually we began to love the hymns more.
渐渐的，我们会觉得好像这些是最好的。
Gradually we realize that these hymns are the best.
这些让我们一边唱一边跟有天的那个属天的那个感觉。
As we sing these hymns, we felt that we're being put in the heavenly realm.
所以我常感觉说，更新不是说我们一夕之间变成一个什么样子。
So I often feel that the renewing is doesn't happen at one instant.
它是一个渐进的过程。
It is a gradual process.
我们有一次参加一个特会。
One day we enrolled in a retreat.
我记得有一个姊妹呢，当中就问问题说，觉得基督徒生活非常的艰难。
In the meeting that a sister asked the question that she felt that the Christian life was very difficult.
她说我才常在那个挣扎当中来过这个生活。
She said that she often found herself struggle to live a Christian life.
后来有一个弟兄回答说
And there's one brother who answered her.
她说你挣扎表示你还有生命。
She said, the brother said that you struggle, that means you still have a life.
那现在我慢慢想到这一段话的时候，这件事的时候
as I remember this remark,
我们说到他就他还举了一下，他说三门仪就是这么一个经历。
This father also mentioned he also used example. He said like a salmon fish.
我们知道三门仪要回家的那个回乡之旅啊，是千辛万难的。
We know that the salmon when it's time for it to swim back to where he was born.
我们知道有成千上万条的三文鱼，当他去到海洋以后，有一天他们要回家。
We know that thousands of salmon after they swam to the ocean, one day they will return home.
他们要回到那个山，他们来的那个山沟里面去。
They will return to the place of their birth.
最后只有极少数的回去了。
Only a very few of them make it.
所以那个弟兄说，这些三文鱼是有生命的。
So this brother said, this salmon fish has life.
他们没有随波逐流。
They didn't follow the just flow.
但是我想啊，我们基督徒生命是挣扎的吗？
But I think is there much struggle in Christian life?
是的，我们有时候是有挣扎。
Yes, indeed, we have struggle.
但是如果我们看看神的话，我们能够顺从灵，顺从圣灵。
But if we read the Bible, if we follow the Holy Spirit,
我们能够按照圣灵的引导。
If we obey His guidance,
换句话说，我们顺着圣灵那个水流。
In other words, we follow the flow of the Holy Spirit.
我们是不是不应该有挣扎呢？
So I think that we shouldn't have a struggle.
当我们说到更新的时候，我们要问说，我们更新的那个思想是什么？
As we talk about renewing, what are we renewed?
在这里说的更新，我们要更新什么？
When we talk about renewing, what's talk about?
我们就想到腓立比书那里说，要以基督的心为心。
And we remember that in Philippians, it says, have the mind of Christ in you.
以基督的心思为心思。
Possess the mind of Christ in us.
那你说到的这个心思是一个降卑的、虚己的、顺从神的心思。
It talks about the mind of Christ, that is the humble and self-sacrifice.
我们说到以基督的心思为心思，我们要让神的思想、圣经的思想渐渐进入我们的思想。
When we talk about have the mind of Christ, means that we need to gradually let the thoughts of the Bible into our heart.
让我们的心思意念渐渐更多有神的思想、圣经的思想。
So that thoughts of our thoughts will become thoughts of God.
这样我们会渐渐。更多思念天上的事，更少挂念属地的事。
So that we can think of more things of the above, not the things on earth.
我们什么样的人我们需要更新呢？
What kind of people need to be renewed?
我们蒙恩得救第一天开始，我们需要更新。
The first day that we are born again, we need to be renewed.
我们需要在主面前来求神圣灵来带领引导我们。我们在主的话语上，我们来学习。
We need to pray to the Lord that ask God to guide us and learn from His Word.
好让我们这个人因着从世界分别出来，我们更多渐渐的归向神。
As we are separated from this world, we may gradually belong to the Lord more and more.
我们信主30年、50年，我们也需要更新。
After we believe in the Lord for 30 years or 50 years, we still need to be renewed.
因为这里说到更新，关乎到查验、体验神的旨意。
Because it says that renewing has a lot to do with the proving what the Word of God is.
我们借着更新，我们对经历神的旨意。
As our minds renewed, we can experience God's will.
我们借着更新，经历神话语的实在。
Through renewal, we experience the faithfulness of God's word.
我们借着圣灵在我们里面的更新，我们的心思也渐渐的更新。
So as we are renewed by the Holy Spirit, our thoughts will become renewed as well.
使我们能够渐渐明白神的事。
So that gradually we understand God's the matters pertaining to God.
哥林多前书第二章十二节那里有一段话说。
In the Galatians,
林前二章十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12, it says.
这里他说，我们所领受的并不是世上的灵。
It says that what we receive is not the spirit of this world.
乃是从神来的灵。
It is spirit from God.
叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
So that we may know the things that freely given us by God.
而且他那里说到属灵的人知道属灵的事。
It talks about the spirit, the spiritual man understand the spiritual things.
所以我们看见这个更新的心思意念。让我们能够体验查验更多明白主的心意。
So that with the renewed mind, we can approve and prove what is God's will.
包括我们读神的话、读圣经的时候，我们有更多的更新思想。
As we read the Bible, our minds will be renewed as well.
我们说到更新的心思呢，也让我们这个人能够更多的亲近主、认识主。
With a renewed mind, we may be drawn to the Lord more often and to understand Him more.
请弟兄姊妹看一下一首诗歌577首。
I'd like to ask my sister to turn to the hymn book, hymn number 577.
577.
577.
我就看第一节好了。他这里说，我心感觉与主耶稣每日更加亲近。
Here in the verse 1 says, To Jesus every day I find my heart is closer drawn.
他比黎明灿烂金色荣光更加明艳。
He is fairer than the glory of the gold.
他就是我所追求的一切幻想美梦。
He is all my fancy pictures in his fairest dreams.
他一天比一天更加美丽芬芳甘甜。
And each day he grows still sweeter than he was the day before.
我们这里看到做事的人因着他里面的更新变化，所以他对主的认识是一天一天的加深。
Here we see this author of the same because he has this renewed mind in him, so he feels that the Lord is sweeter and sweeter every day.
我们的主没有变。
Our Lord does not change.
主的美丽芬芳甘甜永不改变。
The sweetness and the fragrance of the Lord never changes.
是我们这个人的心思变化了。
It is our minds being changed and renewed.
因为他说到每日与主更加亲近。
Because he said daily, every day, Lord is Lord has drawn him closer and closer.
哎呀，所以他对主的那个认识就更深。
So the deeper he goes in the knowledge of the Lord,
圣灵就把他里面的眼睛开启，更多看见主的荣美。
The Holy Spirit opens his eyes so he can see more of God's glory and beauty.
另一方面，我们也要看到说，主的心意就是要我们这些人能够成为他的样式。
We know that God's heart is that we may become His image.
我们要像他的美丽，要像他的芬芳，像他的甘甜。
So we should be as beautiful as the Lord's and as fragrant as the Lord's.
主要把他的美丽、芬芳、甘甜完成成就在我们的身上。
So He will imprint that.Beauty and His sweetness in our heart.
所以我们年日一年年过去。
So as the years pass by,
08年我们已经到三月了。
2008, we are already in March now.
我们盼望说，当你回到家的时候，
we hope that when you get home,
你们两夫妻可以说你一年比一年更美丽，芬芳甘甜。
We hope that the couple will say to each other that every day you become more beautiful.
然后一个月一个月
and every month,
一个星期一个星期
and every week,
然后每天
and every day,
这不是开玩笑啊
it's not just a joke,
神确实要把这个美丽芬芳甘甜坐在我们的身上
God really wanted to possess the sweetness, the fragrance, and the beauty of the Lord in our life.
我最近到银行办事
recently I went to a bank to do some business.
那个职员看我说，哎，两年没见了，你怎么一点没变
？The clerk told me that, whoa, haven't seen each other for 2 years. You haven't changed a bit.
那我回过头一想说，哎呀，如果我两年的生活，我里面的性情、生命都没改变，那真是。
I said to myself, well, in just 2 years, I never changed. My mind and my heart never changed.
若我的性情两年也是没变。
If my personality didn't change in 2 years,
那我们真是要在主面前要多认罪祷告。
Then we have to repent before the Lord.
因为主要我们主的心意要我们日日更新变化。
Because God's heart for us is that we should be renewed and changed every day.
所以他说到变化的时候，也是同样的一个性质上的改变。
So when you talk about change, it talk about change of nature.
我们看一下《哥林多后书》三章十八节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
我从十七节读一下好了。
I'll read from verse 17.
主是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
And we all with the unveiled face beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory just as from the Lord the Spirit.
这个变成跟我们这里变化也是同一个字。
We know that here the transform, we see another occurrence of the word transform.
主在我们的身上从蒙恩得救的第一天就开始做这个变化的工作。
So from the first day when we're converted, that Lord has worked in us to transform us.
一生在我们身上做这个工作。
And all through our life, Lord will do the same in us.
我们见主的时候，只有两样东西我们可以带着见主。
When we see the Lord, there's only two things that we can bring to the Lord.
一个是我们这个人。
One is our, first is that our own person.
一个就是我们与主在地上的关系。
Second one is that the relationship that we have on earth.
我们在这地上有生的年间，我们有多像他，我们有多跟他亲近。
Through the lifespan.That we have on earth, how much do we like him and how do we love him?
我们有多深的认识他
How much do we know him?
如果我们越像他，我们越有他的生命性情。
The more we like him, the more we smell like him.
我们越多能够讨他的喜悦。
And the more he will be pleased.
主将我们这些人从世界分别出来。我们说到是有他那个神圣的目的的。
We just said that when Lord separates us from the world, He had this holy purpose.
我们借着他的话语，借着他的，因着他的生命，因着神的同在，我们得的能力。
through His word, through His presence, we gain this power.
我们就能更多一些主的生命性情。
So that we can participate in His nature.
因着这个生命在我们里面的更新变化，因着我们的心思的更新变化，我们就多一些的能力，能够胜过这个世界。
Because our life being renewed, our mind is renewed, so we have a power to overcome this world.
我们知道参孙是分别出来归给神的。
We know that Samson, he was separated from this world.
我们知道他的头发是不可剃的。
We know that God will not allow his hair to be cut.
所以当参孙守住这个命令的时候，他就充满了力量。
When he observed, obeyed this command from the Lord, he will have a power.
但是你说长头发跟不剃头发，这个跟那个无敌的那个力量有关联吗？
Then you ask this question, does the long hairs of Samson and this power that he had, that, is there any direct relation?
是的，神就在那里。
Yes, because that's where God is.
因为神何时被人尊重，被人尊崇，被人顺服，神就在那里。
When God is honored, when God is obeyed, the presence of God is there.
神的能力就在那里显出来。
And God's power will exhibit there.
所以我们说一个人活在这个世俗的里面，如果他爱世上的事物，爱世上的一切，那么渐渐他的心就归向世界。
If a person who loves the world, then his heart will turn to the world.
慢慢他里面那个能力也就削弱了。
The heavenly power will diminish in him.
最后保罗说到神的旨意是要我们来认识的。
And last that Paul says that God wants us to understand his will.
如果我们说罗马书十二章一到二节是我们生活侍奉敬拜的根基的话，
If we say that the Romans 12:1 and 2 are the basis of our life and service.
一面也说到它是我们建造生命建造的开始。
And it also is the beginning of our life.
因为我们说到每天天的那个活祭献上，关乎着我们的侍奉跟敬拜。
Because we said this daily sacrifice actually has a lot to do with our service and our life.
我们说过，我们的天天的活祭侍奉敬拜不是单单是主日的。
We know that the daily sacrifice is not only offered on Lord's Day or Sunday.
那是我们的每一天的生活。
It is our daily life.
那么实时的更新呢？
So continual renewal.
这个更新变化也关乎着我们能够查验、体验、明白神的旨意。
It has to do with our ability to prove and or approve the word of God.
也经历神的旨意。
And experiencing in our life the word of God.
因为我们随着我们的生命心思的变化，我们这个人呢才可以在神的手中成为活石。
When our minds are being renewed, then we can become a living stone in God's hand.
他说我们来到主前也像活石。
Because the Bible tells us that when we come to the Lord, we are also as living stones.
我们可以在神的手中成为那个建造的材料。
So in God's hand, we become the building material so that he can build.
我们说到活石，它不是一个死的岩石。
When we mention living stone, it is not a dead rock.
它是经过复活生命的变化更新而成就的。
It's been renewed by the resurrection life and is renewed.
为着建成那个灵宫。
So that we can be built upon and to become a spiritual house.
所以我们看见说，当我们更多认识主的话。
So as we said that as we know more and more God's word,
更多经历主查验神的旨意，
as we experience and prove the word of God is,
神的思想渐渐的就进入我们的思想，
so God's thoughts will become our thoughts,
进入我们的意念，进入我们的生活，进入我们的侍奉，
and God's mind will become our life.
我们说到查验呢，它不是单单说头脑上的一点明白。
We know that the approval doesn't mean that only it's a agreement in our head.
一些口头上的知识。
Or it's just a knowledge in our mouth.
我们需要神的话在我们身上有经历。
We have to experience God's word in our life.
经历神的话在我们身上那个很具体的工作。
We have to experience the real work of the Lord.
我们在这样第一手的经历当中，我们来验证，来查验神的话。
So as we have a first-hand knowledge of God's work in us, then we can prove what the will of God is.
我们弟兄姊妹可能都有一些在特会里面的经历。
We believe that many brown sisters we have experience in conferences.
哎，我们去到特会里面，我们真是主的开恩典，让我们圣灵启示我们，让我们更多明白一些神的话。
As we attended these Christian conferences, we feel that we are engulfed by God's presence and His spiritual realm.
我们常常经历过，在短短的几天时间里面，我们真是被带到很高的一个属灵的境界。
We experience that in a few days, we are brought to the high plateau of spiritual experience.
哎，我们真是也得到一些的启示。
And we might also receive some revelation.
所以弟兄们常常说，哎，我们真好留在这儿，我们不要下去了。
So many brothers and sisters said that, oh, it's so nice to stay here. We don't want to leave.
我们就留在山上吧。
Let's just stay in the mountain.
但这不是神的心意。
But we know that's not the word of God.
我们在山上的境界固然是很美。
Yes, it is very nice that what we experience in the mountains.
但神的心意是要我们回到平常。
But God's heart is that for us to return to the normality.
回到山谷的里面。
To return to the valley.
回到我们平凡的生活里面。
To return to the normal life.
在这个人世间，在人群中来见证荣耀主。
So we can be His testimony among people in this world.
要我们宣扬那位召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
So we can proclaim the virtue, the excellency of the one who called us out of this darkness.
所以我们很多时候，我们山上的意象好，山上的启示也好。
So.The revelation we got from mountain.
它是为着我们山下的生活。
It is for the life in the valleys.
神的旨意不是让我们说说讲讲而已。
So we cannot just talk about God's will.
不是说我们在那几天当中我们得到了一些启示。
It's not just for us to say that, oh, this, I received a revelation over there.
那是也是非常宝贵的。
Yes.Though it's as precious it may be,
但是我们要下山。
But we have to come down from mountain.
我们要让神他的旨意成就实现在我们像瓦器一样的人身上。
We need to allow God to fulfill His will in us like a earthen vessel.
我曾经读过这么一段话。
I remember that I read this article.
大意思就是说基督徒的人生好像攀登一个高峰。
In summary, it says that Christian experience is like climbing up a mountain.
很多时候呢，大部分的人呢都停到那个半山腰。
Most people will stop at the middle of the mountain.
因为在半山腰就可以欣赏很多的美景。
Because at the middle of that mountain, you already be able to view this grandeur scenery.
只有少数人呢继续不断地攀登那个高峰。
Only a few they still have heart to continue to climb up to the top.
是这些话如果说表现我们一种追求登高的心智的话。
Yes, if it speaks of our desire to move higher,
确实是很实在的一个描述。
It depicts quite correctly the situation.
也是一种确实存在的一种现象。
It is quite real.
但另一面呢，我们从生活当中来看。
But on the other hand, if we look at our life,
因为我大多数人都是很平凡的人。
We are all normal people.
我们都在地上过着很平凡的生活。
We live a very normal life on earth.
我们看见神就是要从我们这些平凡的人中来做他的工作。
We know that God wants workperform, fulfill His work among normal people.
神要他的那个宝贝在我们这些瓦器的人身上能够彰显，能够发表出来。
God put His treasure in these earthen vessels to reveal His glory.
好让他的那个生命的荣美性情能够在这个世上能够发光。
so that his virtue and glory can be manifested through us.
我们看到启示录里面的七个教会。
We know that in Revelation, there's seven churches.
主称许腓拉铁腓教会。
God praised the church at the Philadelphia.
他说你略有一点力量。
He said that you have a little power.
而且呢，你去遵守我忍耐的道。
You observe the word of my patience.
所以主说，我必快来，你要持守所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
I'll come quickly, and keep what you already have, lest that you will lose your crown.
这里我们看见腓拉铁腓教会主已经给他们冠冕了。
You see here, we see that God already given the church of Philadelphia the crown.
他们有做什么惊天动地的事吗？
Have they done these marvelous things?
他们有什么很伟大的事业吗？
Have they engaged a great enterprise?
主怜悯啊，说你略有一点力量。
But in God's mercy, God said that you have a little strength.
甚至圣经里面我们没看见这些人的那个尊姓大名。
When we look at these names of the people,
可能就是一些很普通的平凡的弟兄姊妹。
They are all regular, normal brothers and sisters.
但是他们照着主的心意，守住主的道。
But based on God's will, they keep God's word.
我想主非常宝贝这一点。
We know that God treasures this a lot.
我们知道从十二章的第三节到十六章呢，开始讲到神的旨意要成就实现在他的教会中。
We know from Romans 12 verse 3 through chapter 16, it talks about God's will in the church.
要成就实现在我们这些人的身上。
God wants to fulfill God's will in us.
神的话说了。神的话也要具体的在我们的生活侍奉当中见证出来。
God has spoken, but also God wants to reveal these words in our life and through our service.
我们从罗马书十二章第三节开始，我们看见很多具体的这个神的话语。
From Romans 12 verse 3, we see very clearly the step by step word of God.
我们就看第三节，他说：“我凭着所赐给我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的。”
And verse 3 says, "Through grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think."
因为进入教会的侍奉配搭服事的时候，我们这个人马上就凸显出来。
Because once you enter the church and serve.You expose yourself immediately.
人的问题马上在一起碰撞。
The many problems will create conflict.
所以这里第三节他一开始就说，个人不要看自己过于所当看的。
So here, immediately in verse 3 it says, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think.
要照着神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。
But to think so as to have a sound judgment as God has allotted to each measure of faith.
我们刚才说到更新的那个心思意念的时候，我们说以什么做标准？
When we talk about the renewal of our mind, what is the standard of the renewal?
那是以基督的心思为心思。
We talk about this, that the standard is the mind of Christ.
那是一个虚举、卑微、顺服的灵。
The mind is the mind of humility and obedience.
一个顺从神的一个心思意念。
And the mind that obeys God's will.
一个谦卑自己的心思意念。
A mind that humbles himself.
所以保罗在这里第三节马上进入这个。虚己谦卑的那个思想。
So in verse 3, immediately, Paul tells us about how to humble ourselves, how to empty ourselves.
我们可以说，所有的配搭服事，这也是一个起，也是个根基，一个开头。
So all the service that we have together, this is the foundation.
如果我们把自己看着说，今天只有我在这儿说，我在这儿做。
if we think ourselves the only person here we serve and we speak,
那么我们那个配搭侍奉的意义就不存在了。
Then there will be no togetherness among us.
所以我们说，具体说，神真是要在我们的很具体的生活侍奉里面，让我们一天一天一点一点点的学习。
So we see that from now on, God will tell us in detail exactly what we should do as we work together to serve the Lord.
圣灵不断的更新我们的灵。
And the Holy Spirit continue to renew our mind.
也不断的更新我们的心思意念。
And He continues to remind our thoughts and mindset.
好让神的教会的建造能够得以实现。
So that God can build His church here and fulfill that promise.
我们进入教会的配搭服事，我们说没有不是什么丰功伟业。
As we enter into the service of the church, we know that this is not a great enterprise.
就像圣经上说，我们来向活石。
We come before the Lord as just small living stone.
只是其中的一个活石。
It is just one of many living stones.
要很多很多的活石材料，才能够在主的心、主的手中渐渐的建造成为灵宫。
Yeah, God needs many, many more living stones to build His church.
所以没有哪个说他特别的，他这块石头特别大。
So nobody can see yourself as you're bigger than anybody else.
他特别的显眼。
You're so conspicuous than anybody else.
我们成为活石，让神的旨意得以通行成就在我们身上。
We are living stones, and we want God's will, God's life to be fulfilled in our life.
在我们这些卑微的人群中。
So, in our humble, among humble people like us,
能够在我们有限的人生旅程当中与主同行。
In the very short lifespan of us, that we can walk together with the Lord.
Yeah, 不管我们在困境当中、逆境当中。
Whether we are in difficulties or in prosperity,
我们都应着有这位好牧人经营掌管我们的一生。
Because of this, we have this good shepherd, our Lord, to control, to guide our life.
牧养我们的一生。
And He shepherd all our life.
我们有这位良友般的朋友。
He also is like a good friend to us.
来帮助我们，安慰我们。
And He comforts us, He encourages.
而且他把他里面那个内在的生命，他的那个美丽、芬芳、甘甜，渐渐的做成在我们身上。
And He will work His beauty, His fragrance, His sweetness in our life.
能够让我们这些普普通通的人里面能够一点点活出那个美丽、芬芳、甘甜。
So that, as we are all normal people, and but we will grow more fragrant, as the Lord.
能够在这个平凡的人生中，我们能够活出他那个美丽的生命。
So in our day-to-day normal life, we can reveal His beauty.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray. Lord, we thank you for your grace.
是你拣选呼召，把我们这些人从世界分别出来。
It is you who chose us, called us, and separated us from this world.
我们真是感谢你这个救赎的大恩。
We thank you for your redemptive work.
主，我们也深信你的工作不停在这里。
We know that your works will not stop here.
你要继续来带领我们往前走。
You will continue to lead us forward.
你要把你那个荣耀的旨意能够做成就在我们的身上。
And you will fulfill your glorious will in our life.
我们在一生的信心之旅当中，我们相信你必做成你的工作。
We know that through this journey of faith, we trust that you will fulfill your work.
我们就愿意把自己献在你的手中。
We're willing to offer ourselves in your hand.
让你掌管我们的一生。
So that you will control our life.
让你的旨意一生一世来带领我们这个一生的道路。
So that you can lead us based on your own will.
我们祷告靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
我们感谢主啊，接着听。